contemplation of love in my heart, I think, you know, every moment of the day, there is always, I think, an inquiry, because practice really, as I understand it, is that caring heart that knows that this apprenticeship to love is bottomless, it's infinite, that even as much as I have let love steer my course of my life, and I've let my passion and my care over everyone and everything and the divine and the state of our world, you know, be the thing that has inspired my choices, I still love imperfectly. I still notice the limits of my fullness of incarnation of that love, how my moments of dullness or numbness or unconsciousness or habit, how my moments of reactivity or my addictions to comfort, whatever it is, you know, are limiting. And then to the degree that I have the free awareness, the free energy, and I can notice it, I can then choose in a real way, making the moment alive, to love in an authentic fashion. And that self-cultivation, so that I have that free attention, that cultivation of will, so that I have the capacity to make that choice, so that I grow in that capacity to love, that's really at the center of my whole existence. And yet, if I am really fiercely self-honest, I always see also the ways that I fall short of what is possible. I can see that this apprenticeship is never going to end, that I will die still learning to love better. And that, oddly enough, makes me feel incredibly happy, incredibly loved. What a wonder that this beloved gives me an opportunity that is so bottomless, to always be stretching into reception of the blessing and the grace, to always be waking further, gives me a form vehicle that's always prone to one or another kind of delusion or limitation, such that that opportunity to exercise that choice is always given. And when I really wake up to it, I feel profound gratitude.